This is Akashvani. Weekly review of Parliament proceedings read by Renuka. This being the first full week of the budget session of Parliament, proceedings in the two houses presented a study in contrasts. When this session opened on Thursday, January the 28th, the Parliament functioned smoothly during the 2 days of its sittings in the opening week. There was no hint of the looming crisis that would eventually disrupt the Lok Sabha proceedings during the entire week and also cast its shadow over the upper house. Discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address dominated the proceedings of both houses this week. But while the acrimonious remarks made by MPs in the House resulted in the week witnessing almost a washout in the Lok Sabha, the House of Elders, on the other hand, saw a fair and orderly discussion on the President's address. Before the week ended, both houses adopted the motion of thanks again with contrasting pictures. Prime Minister Narendra Modi delivered a 98-minute long reply to the debate in the Rajya Sabha. Though the opposition staged a walkout, the motion of thanks was adopted by the Lok Sabha, perhaps for the first time in history, without the customary debate by Leader of the Opposition and the concluding reply to the debate by the Prime Minister. The week began with the Lok Sabha taking up the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address on Monday. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal initiated the discussion to thank President Draupadi Murmu for her address to both the Houses of Parliament on January the 28th. Sonowal noted that she is the first head of the state from the Adivasi community, the second woman and the youngest to occupy the highest position of the country. The Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister slammed the opposition for its criticism of the Modi government. Sonowal asked the Congress to give up its opposition and hatred towards the government and join the Prime Minister's initiative to make a self-reliant Vikasit Bharat by 2047. BJP leader Tejasvi Surya seconded the motion moved by Sonowal. Surya said that while leaders have come and gone in various thriving democracies of the world, Narendra Modi returned to power for a record third term with a thumping majority. The Lok Sabha witnessed repeated adjournments when Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi rose to speak on the debate on the motion of thanks. Mr. Gandhi sought to quote from the unpublished memoir of former Army Chief General M.M. Naravane, a move strongly opposed by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and other BJP members. Both ministers protested on procedural grounds. They contended that the book has not yet been published and therefore could not be cited in the House. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla disallowed Gandhi from raising the issue, but he did not relent and several opposition leaders also rallied behind him. The House was adjourned twice and later for the day amid heated exchanges between the Treasury and opposition benches. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said if the Leader of the Opposition repeatedly ignores the Speaker's ruling and flouts rules, the House will have to discuss what action should be taken against such a member. The Rajya Sabha also initiated on Monday the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address, for which the House has allotted 16 hours. BJP member from Kerala, C. Sadanandan Master, moved the motion with BJP's Mera Vishram Kulkarni seconding it. In his maiden speech in the Rajya Sabha, the school teacher turned politician said the President's address articulates India's journey towards a Vikasit Bharat. During his speech, Sadanandan Master placed on the table his artificial limbs to highlight the CPIM's intolerance. Several members of the opposition raised objections and recalled the chair's directions that no article should be displayed in the House. Participating in the discussion, several opposition members accused the government of fomenting communal division amid rising economic disparities. Congress MP Digvijay Singh dubbed the government as anti-poor and anti-farmer. Trinamool Congress MP Sagarika Ghosh said while the centre claims Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas, the ground reality reflects otherwise. DMK MP Tiruchi Siva alleged that parliamentary democracy norms are being flouted, bills are being bulldozed and voices of opposition parties strangled. AAP MP Sanjay Singh said a large number of voters' names were being struck off during the ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls in various states. Shiv Sena UBT MP Sanjay Raut demanded an independent probe monitored by the higher judiciary into the death of former Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar. On Tuesday, the Lok Sabha witnessed repeated adjournments due to the unruly behaviour of some members of the opposition. Waving placards amid the announcement of India-US trade deal, opposition members members trooped into the well and raised slogans. Birla said it is unbecoming of the members to disrupt proceedings in a planned manner. Lok Sabha took up the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address, and TDP member Krishna Prasad Teneti, who was again presiding the post-lunch session, called Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi to speak. Mr. Gandhi submitted the authenticated article on the memoirs of former Army Chief M.M. Naravane in the Lok Sabha and began his speech. As he referred to the former Army Chief's memoirs, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju cited the ruling of the Lok Sabha Speaker and urged Mr. Gandhi against raising the issue repeatedly. When the Lok Sabha reassembled at 4 p.m, BJP member Dilip Saikia, who was in the chair, named 7 Congress members and 1 CPIM member for sloganeering and throwing papers at the presiding officer. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju then moved a motion to suspend the 8 MPs from the services of the Lok Sabha for the remainder of the budget session. The motion moved by Rijiju was adopted by a voice vote, and the chair adjourned the proceedings for the day. The inter-US trade deal dominated the proceedings of the Rajya Sabha on Tuesday, with several members raising concerns and demanding answers from the government on the deal. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, told the House that the government is ready to discuss everything on the trade deal, as he attacked the opposition members for playing politics on the issue. The Rajya Sabha, meanwhile, continued with the debate on the motion of thanks on the President's address, with various members thanking the President for giving a vision towards taking the country towards Vikasit Bharat. Participating in the debate, several members sought answers from the government on the India-US trade deal and expressed concerns over reports of opening up of the farm sector, which will harm the farmers' interests. On Wednesday, the Lok Sabha again witnessed repeated adjournments following opposition protests on former Army Chief Naravane's unpublished book and BJP member Nishikant Dubey's remarks targeting the Nehru-Gandhi family. When the House reassembled at noon, the Speaker allowed laying of parliamentary papers on the table and called Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal to make a statement on the trade deal with the US. Mr. Goyal told the Lok Sabha, said, India has been successful in protecting the agricultural and dairy sectors. Amid vociferous protests from the opposition benches, Mr. Goyal also sought to underscore that both sides have ensured that their respective interests in regard to the sensitive sectors of their economies have been safeguarded. Throughout Goyal's statement, Congress members waved banners and posters, while Rahul Gandhi was seen flashing a book in the House. As the opposition members were unrelenting, the Speaker adjourned the proceedings till 2 p.m. When the House reassembled at 2 p.m., TDP MP Harish Balayogi resumed his address on the motion of thanks on the President's address. After Balayogi, Krishna Prasad Teneti, who was in the chair, called on BJP MP Nishikant Dubey to speak. Mr. Dubey said while Rahul Gandhi wants to speak about an unpublished book, he has brought a series of books to expose the Gandhi family. As Mr. Dubey kept listing books and what they said about various members of the Gandhi family, Teneti said he cannot allow this, as the Speaker had already given a ruling disallowing such comments. As opposition members strongly protested and with Mr. Dubey unrelenting, Teneti adjourned the House till 5 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was scheduled to reply to the debate on the motion of thanks on the President's address at 5 p.m. However, the Lok Sabha witnessed stormy scenes when it reconvened at 5 p.m. The Prime Minister was not present in the House, and the opposition members continued sloganeering near the Treasury benches. As the vociferous protest continued, the presiding officer adjourned the proceedings for the day. The Rajya Sabha continued with the discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address on Wednesday, with various speakers thanking the President for her address to the joint sitting of both houses of the Parliament. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal also made a statement on the India-US trade deal in Rajya Sabha. Several opposition MPs sought to raise clarifications but were not allowed by the chair. Continuing the debate on the motion of thanks, Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda said, India is making rapid strides towards achieving the goal of Vikasit Bharat, and the President's address presented a roadmap for it. On the India-US trade deal, Mr. Nadda said he had clearly stated yesterday that the government is ready to discuss all matters and will respond through a statement. Leader of opposition and Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge claimed that the India-US trade deal will hurt the interest of Indian farmers and the government wants to destroy the country's agriculture sector. Participating in the discussion, Makkal Nidhi Mayyam MNM chief Kamal Hassan raised imminent concern over forthcoming election in Tamil Nadu in the wake of the ongoing SIR of electoral rolls. Making his maiden speech, he said people want to cast vote and commissions are determining their right to vote. On Thursday, the Rajya Sabha adopted the motion of thanks on the President's address after a 16-hour discussion by various members. Replying to the discussion on the motion of thanks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi accused the Congress of not just insulting a woman tribal, but also the top position of President of India as well as the Constitution by not allowing a similar discussion to take place in the Lok Sabha. In his nearly 100-minute speech in the Rajya Sabha, Prime Minister Modi said the Congress has no right to talk about the Constitution as they have insulted it, as he regretted the happenings in the Lok Sabha. Opposition members staged a walkout from the Rajya Sabha after initially raising slogans soon as the Prime Minister started speaking in the House. Mr. Modi launched a scathing attack on the Congress, alleging that it nurses deep hatred towards him due to their successive defeats and is unable to digest that a poor man like him is occupying the post of Prime Minister. Earlier on Thursday morning, the Rajya Sabha witnessed heated exchanges and opposition walkout after Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue of Rahul Gandhi not being allowed to speak in the Lok Sabha. Chairman Radhakrishnan ruled what happened in the Lok Sabha should not be discussed in the upper house. Leader of the House JP Nadda said disrupting the proceedings in the Rajya Sabha after a smooth debate over the past 3 days is condemnable, he said. He advised Mr. Kharge, who is the Congress president, to run the party independently and not allow it to become hostage to an abhoot balak, which means ignorant child. The Lok Sabha on Thursday passed the motion of thanks on President's address without the customary speech by Prime Minister Narendra Modi amid vociferous protests by the opposition. The Prime Minister was not present in the House at 12 noon when Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla put the amendments moved by the opposition to the motion of thanks to vote, which were rejected. The Speaker then read out the motion of thanks to the President for her address to both the Houses of Parliament on January the 28th, which was passed by a voice vote amid sloganeering by the opposition members. As the protest continued, the Speaker adjourned the proceedings till 2 p.m. Congress members stormed into the well, carrying posters and raising slogans against the government. Samajwadi Party members, too, were in the well, carrying banners and pamphlets. Trinamool Congress members were also in the well joining the protests, while other members of the India Bloc, including the DMK and the left, stood at their seats and in the aisle in solidarity. As the House reassembled at 2 p.m., several opposition MPs rushed to the well and raised slogans against the government. Sandhya Ray, who was in the chair, urged the members to be seated, but as the protests were unrelenting, she adjourned the House till 3 p.m. When the House reassembled at 3 p.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the conduct of the opposition members has lowered the dignity of the House. The Speaker said he had concrete information that many Congress members could carry out an unexpected act in the Lok Sabha when Prime Minister Narendra Modi was scheduled to speak in the House on Wednesday. The Speaker thanked PM Modi for acceding to his request and avoiding unpleasant scenes in the Lok Sabha by not coming to the House yesterday. On Friday, the Rajya Sabha saw various members raise issues of public importance during the first half, and members took up private members' bills during the post-lunch session. In the post-lunch session, several private members' bills were introduced by members. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla on Friday expressed disappointment at disruptions in the House. As the proceedings of the lower house began for the day, Birla said, "The Lok Sabha has lost nearly 20 hours to disruption since the beginning of the budget session, as opposition continued to protest on various issues, including the India-US trade deal. After a couple of adjournments, the House was adjourned for the day. The Lok Sabha will now meet on Monday, 9th of February, and take up the discussion on the general budget." That's all in Weekly Parliament Review.